T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Tis Olympic season, and that is why David hit the streets of Atlanta.
Yep. So let's be honest. None of us are going to ever win an Olympic gold medal. No, none of us. At least not sports-wise. But
I don't look like a hurdler to you.
Maybe a shot putter.
Got I don't know, David. We could make a really good synchronized swimming team.
Yes, I think that needs to be our goal. But there are other things I feel like that we could win the gold medal in, like drinking. I could put away a whole handle of tequila, no problem.
Nice.
Impressive.
So these people felt like that they could win the gold medal in their own types of drinking.
Drinking bottomless sangrias. I think I could probably drink about 12 gallons.
Oh my God.
I would win an Olympic gold medal for the most amount of Bloody Marys consumed after a night shift of nursing. I'll get off work and I'll go and drink 7 Bloody Marys before I go home.
Lord.
I could definitely win a gold medal for the most Tito's consumed in 5 minutes. As many as you'll line up, I'm willing to take them down.
I would win the gold medal for drinking the most bottles of wine during the day. I could put down like 3 or 4 bottles of wine by myself in an afternoon, but it has to be somebody on block.
Atlanta Alcoholics Anonymous.
I know, right? In an afternoon.
Should be crowded.
And so the next thing I asked was, all those shopaholics out there, what would you win the gold medal in? Kelly, what would you win the gold medal in if you had to go shopping?
Going to Target with one thing on my mind and walking out with 300 other things I don't need.
Oh my God, that's the freaking worst.
It is.
You just go in there and you're like, oh crap, I need laundry detergent. And next thing you know, you've redecorated your living room.
That is exactly what happens.
I didn't even need 9 new candles.
But you bought them.
What I needed was a lint roller that I forgot.
Yeah.
Getting paid on Friday and spending it all before noon. I spent all my money on Nordstrom.com on clothes and shoes.
I would win the gold medal for buying clothes and shoes that I'll never wear.
Yes.
My whole closet in another room full.
I would win the gold medal in finding fine leather goods in Goodwill. I bought at least 5 purses and 3 pairs of shoes, and they are the best I've ever had.
I would win a gold medal for shopping on Amazon on their Amazon Prime Day.
Yes.
I bought 15 items in a 2-hour period, returned 2, and then bought 5 more items.
Oh my God.
It's impressive.
Right?
I really envy the people who are good at the Goodwill hunting.
I am too.
Like the people who can go to the Goodwill stores and the thrift stores and leave with like these super high-end items that they get for pennies on the dollar. My problem is I don't have the patience.
No,
like,
I can't.
I'm too ADD. I'm overwhelmed. I get in there. I look at like the mountain of shoes or the giant rack of jeans. And I mean, let's be honest. If you go through 20 pairs of jeans, you know, half of them you wouldn't wear, and then half of the other half you're like, ooh, how do they even make it past the screener?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But somewhere in there are these gold bars of denim. What are these super
these gold right? bars of denim?
They are like these super high end brands that you're gonna get for like $4, you know. And I just don't have the patience. And I wish I did.
See, my old roommate Brianna is the best at it. She can walk in and find everything designer. It's just her hand just gravitates towards it, and I'm over here picking up shirts with like armpit stains. Seriously,
right?
I know. That's what I'm so jealous of those people that find like, oh, where'd you get that cute Louis Vuitton purse? Oh, at Goodwill, really? Because I couldn't find it.
I wonder if I could pay Brianna to go find stuff for me.
Like, I'm sure you could.
It would still be cheaper than even like doing a Nordstrom Rack run.
Oh yeah, no, and she's good at it. She is. So, we went in one time and she walked out with this fantastic raincoat, and I'm sitting there with this like terrible, terrible shirt that I just bought because I can't walk out of Goodwill and not buy something.
Right, right. So you spent $1.50 on something that you're going to donate again.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But this, I think, my favorite subject for the Olympic gold medal has to be eating. Because everyone.
I would get the gold medal in crushing chips and salsa and chips and queso at a Mexican restaurant to a level where I'm not even hungry for whatever I ordered.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Guilty.
But destroying my appetite at a Mexican restaurant on chips alone.
Going to the most extreme lengths for chocolate. I once pulled a piece of chocolate cake that was untouched out of the garbage, and one time I opened a person's care package and took the chocolates out and then sent it to them.
I would win a gold medal for the Chubby Bunny contest because I can fit a whole lot of marshmallows in my mouth at one time, 15 to be exact.
Hey, girl.
I would win the Olympic gold medal in eating almond butter. I could eat an entire tub in one day with just a spoon.
I would win an Olympic gold medal in eating the most Chinese food in a day, which would include Mongolian shrimp, Mongolian beef, Chinese vegetables, shrimp with lobster sauce, mugugai pan, and General Tso's chicken. Yeah, all of that in one day.
That's Panda Express's favorite person right there.
All right. I'm like, all that in one day, and you're going to be dead in like 1 year.
Yeah. Worth
and
it.
And so that was what Atlanta has to offer for their own Olympian goals.
I say we got gold.
I think so. In every category.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.